Morning, everyone. Morning to those joining us on the call. We'll begin as ever in the room and then come to Zoom if we've got some time. Jeremy from Sky, if you'd like to begin for us.
Dennis, hello. Nice to see you again.
You too.
Obviously, the Conti Cup game was postponed. It's been rearranged for next Wednesday. Does that help you on Sunday, and how frustrating was it to be postponed?
Yes, it was frustrating, but I think if you take Conti Cup as an example, and with the regulations around it and the format of it, I do think it's a tournament that other countries look at and just say, like, that's not how we should run a tournament. I think there is a lot of room for improvement in ensuring a better competition. It's probably something that needs looking at.
Quite bizarrely, after the game was called off, Carolina Morace, the coach of the Lionesses, was sacked in the evening when the match should have been taking place, even though there was no match. I mean, it was bizarre. What was your reaction to that?
I don't know. They probably would have had another timing on the press release, at least. I think otherwise it would have been very bizarre. I never heard about a coach getting released from the duties during the game.
What are your thoughts on this game on Sunday, Jonas? It's a huge match, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a big game against a very good Manchester City. We really look forward to it. These are the games we look forward to play the most. It's going to be an exciting challenge.
Any team news for us? I mean, what are your thoughts on starting Leo Williamson again after playing the first 45 against West Ham?
I mean, obviously she has reacted well from that, and that means that she can play more minutes. Then who's going to start and who's not going to start? That we have two more training sessions, and after that we take a decision.
How far away is she from playing a full 90, would you say, at the moment?
She's much closer now than she was last week.
What's been said in the wake of West Ham last weekend, Jonas?
Like I said, we had learnings from that game in things that we can control better, especially around the way that we position when we have the ball. I think the players' response has been very, very good. I think we've practiced well. I would really look forward to see them play against London City Lionesses to see how we have progressed since the West Ham game, but now we have to do it against Man City instead.
Do you think there's going to be a big reaction on Sunday?
I think we are a very focused team that really want to compete, so that's what I hope.
After West Ham, you were 6 points behind Chelsea. I know you're going to say the WSL isn't over by any means, but is there a big focus now on the Cups, and realistically, are the Cups the way to silverware this season for Arsenal?
Don't think like that. Every game needs maximum preparation. Every game needs maximum focus, and that's the way we're going about it.
The game with City in November was quite close. You've had some really good games, haven't you, at Meadow Park against City, but done quite well there. What have your memories been of recent games with City at Meadow Park?
Of course, we have happy memories. I think we won all the games against Manchester City that I take a part on Meadow Park. But there have always been quite intense games, challenging games. Apart from the first one that we won 5-0, I think the games have been decided on small margins, and you need to work very hard as a collective to get those. So we know and we understand that that's going to be the case this Sunday as well.
Good luck to you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jeremy.
Yes, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Very good. Just touching back on that Meadow Park statement, obviously big week coming up with City, then London City, and then Man United. How important is it to have the fans in those home games really pull you guys through?
Our fans is extremely important to us, and both the way they support us home and away. It's been incredible, especially this season. And of course, if we can continue to get that support in these three games here, that's going to be a massive factor for us in order to get good performances and good results.
And just again on Leah Williamson, having her back as a player is obviously massive for you, but also as a leader. Kim Little's obviously been in and out of injury. Katie McCabe is quite a solid one in there. But how important is it having Leah back just as a leader on the field?
Very important.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jeremy. James?
Hi, Jonas.
Hi.
After losing your previous WSL game before Christmas, you had a 5-week break before the next game, whereas this week you're meant to obviously have two games, and now you've got a busy run of fixtures coming up. Do you prefer having getting straight back into it after a loss like that, or is it nice to have a break to get the team away from that mindset almost?
I'm adaptable. It's if you have more time, then you work with that. If you have less time, then you work with that. It's not really about what you prefer. It's about how you adapt and make the best out of the situation.
And we saw Stina Blastenius during the week talk about finding this season a learning curve of trying to find her role within the squad and working with a deeper squad than last season. How important do you find cup games for getting other players into the squad, getting people incorporated in?
I mean, obviously we built the squad for all our competitive games during the season. It's not only 22 league games. We hope to be involved deep in four competitions, but we went out early in Europe, so that shaved off, unfortunately, a couple of games for us. But we built the squad to be able to compete in all those four competitions. That means that the competition is tough, but it also means that there is a clear reason why you are in this squad, why we want you to be in this squad as well, because you have a clear role and responsibility to play in that. And I think Stina has been doing that very well this season.
And just last for me, we saw in this season's game against Manchester City being decided by making mistakes and it being a very tight game. How much does that into your preparation for this weekend's game?
Like I said, it's going to be a game decided by small margins, I believe. The thing in football is, you never know what moment is going to provide those small margins. And that's what makes it such an intriguing and fascinating game as well. If you would know which second to switch on, then it would be easy. But there are hundreds of potential situations that can be game deciding. And you need to treat each one of them that way. Because otherwise you're not doing the utmost of the things you can control in order to get the result. And that's the challenge. And the team that's going to do that best, I think it's the team that's going to win.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
James. Sophie.
Last year you had a game away to Brighton cancelled quite late because of the unplayable pitch. I think you brought the players back to the training ground and you used it as a time to have a session with them rather than just saying, oh, well, that's the day gone. I was just wondering what Wednesday looked like when you found out the game was off.
Yeah, we switched our mindset very quickly. Like I said, it's no point on dwelling on the past year. So we changed the whole operation in 10 minutes' time to make sure that we changed the nutrition time to the players. We were able to go out and have a good training session here. We obviously have to respect the natural light here because we don't have any floodlights to train under and making sure the players got nutrition after. I think given the circumstances, the players did a splendid job. The staff did a splendid job making sure that we turned that around, and it really showed how far we have come as an organization in order to be able to do so and still get something out of a day, which was not what we wanted, but it was something, and that's much better than nothing.
And you're playing again at the Meadow Park against a team that like to be quite expansive. Maybe it's not a question you want to answer, but is there a conscious decision to play on a slightly smaller pitch at Meadow Park rather than seeing if the Emirates was a viable option?
No fear at all playing them at the Emirates. I would do that any day of the week. Thank you.
Thanks, Sophie. We'll come to the call now. Tim, if you want to begin.
Yeah, sure. Hi, Jonas. I interviewed Manu last Friday, and I think it's one of my favourite interviews I've ever done.
Happy for you.
Just because, you know, we're talking about particularly the psychology of being a goalkeeper and, you know, I look at data and things like that, like she's catching, I think, three times the number of crosses she caught compared to last season. That to me is a very clear indication she worked very hard on that. But there's no denying that last Sunday she makes quite a big error. I think it's probably her first one of the season, but a big error nonetheless. I wondered when something like that happens, do you have a conversation with that player? Do you leave that to Sebastian Barton? Or do you just kind of say, these things happen. Like, how do you, particularly with a character like Manu, broach something like that?
Yeah, support. We work with athletes that try their very, very best in every situation. And we see it at all levels of the game that sometimes mistakes happen to it. And the worst thing I think you can do when those mistakes happen is to react in a way where it's not acceptable, because now what you create is a culture of fear, a culture of fear of making mistakes. And that's not the football that we want to portray. We want to be a brave team. We want to be a team that take initiative. We want to be a team that dare playing out against pressure, for example, that dare solving situations. And if you're going to have any chance of being that team, you have to have a culture of bravery. And that means that mistakes are going to be a part of it. And the person that never does anything will maybe never commit any clear mistakes, but it's probably the biggest mistake you do to be passive and not taking initiative. So keep going. Be supportive. And as long as you're trying your very best, that's all I can ask for.
Thanks. And just a quick one. It sounds like the Canadian players are going to be allowed to stay for the Manchester United game, given what Bev Priestman said. I wonder if there was any update on Emily Fox in the US with regards to that Manchester United game.
Yeah, so what's been said with the US players is that all the US players are going to be treated the same, and they've been requested to travel in accordance with the FIFA regulations. So that will be after our game against Manchester City. That's what's going to happen with Emily Fox. And then, of course, what we think is going to happen with all the other US players as well.
Thanks, Jonas. Speak Sunday.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tim. Jesse.
Hey Jonas, I feel like in the WSL game against Man City, it was maybe sort of the most defensive pressure I'd seen you under this season, but in some ways it felt like that gave you the opportunity to play more of a transitional game, and it felt like you got a lot of success obviously doing that against Chelsea. Do you think that suits this Arsenal side more, having that space to attack in that way as opposed to playing against the low blocks?
I think we've been very, very good when time and space has been presented to us so far this season. I think there is not a way when you play against Man City where you can only be in a low block, because I think they're a very, very good crossing team, probably the best crossing team in the world at the moment in women's football. So if you allow them to cross the ball too many times against you, they will eventually score on that. So you need to restrict those moments in some ways, which means that you also need to spend more time defending higher up on the pitch. And of course, we are a team that also wants to have the ball. We definitely had too little of the ball in that game against them on Meadow Park earlier on the season for both mine and the team's liking. Like I said on that day, when things progressed like they did in the game, then we thought, okay, let's roll with that state of game and let's punish them on transitions, which we were successful on. But as a team, as our liking, we would definitely like to have had more of the ball than that game.
And I just also wanted to ask about Kyra Cooney-Cross. It feels like you've shown her a lot of faith in terms of her coming on for the last half hour in the Spurs game and the West Ham game when you were losing. But then we've just seen her have a small run of starts when obviously Leah Valti was injured. Where do you see her role as being within this team right now?
What do you mean with role?
Like, I guess maybe when you were bringing her on against Spurs and West Ham, like, what were you looking for her to do in those moments? Because it feels like that's big trust for a player who's only really got minutes earlier in the season through injury.
Yeah, I have huge belief in Kyra. I think she has some tremendous qualities. Especially, I think she's very, very good on the ball with both shorter passing and longer passing, which make her a very potent player when you try to break down low blocks, because you now, as an opposition, have to cover a lot of spaces in order to protect her potential passes. So in those moments when we have brought her on against both Tottenham and West Ham, it has mainly been to get advantage of both her distribution, but of course also her set piece foot, that is world class.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jesse. Tom Gary.
Good morning. Could I just take you right back to your very first answer at the press conference? You mentioned about the content. I was wondering what you would like to see done to fix the competition.
You cut out a little bit there, Tom. Sorry. Can you repeat that question?
It might be my signal. Sorry. I was asking about the content you said in your first answer that there were problems with the content. I was wondering what you would like to see fixed about with the competition.
Okay, I can give you a couple of examples. It's not going to be all of them. I think how you use the suspensions between the league and the county cup is an absolute joke. How you can get a red card in the league for two yellow cards and you'll be suspended for a county cup game and you can come back and play in the next league game. I don't see how you mix two competitions, especially when not all teams in the league is a part of that competition at the group stage. That makes it even more weird. I think when you look at any competition, what you would like to have is clear rules. If that happens, this is the consequence of it. But what Conti Cup is surrounded with is, if this happens, let's see what's the consequence is going to be, which makes it very unpredictable for any team or player taking part of it. And I can give you an example of when Aston Villa is fielding an ineligible player, for example. Where I come from in Sweden, you have a... when you play with an ineligible player, then there is a clear outcome. What happens if you do that? And I don't think that is difficult when you have a competition that shouldn't have to be a committee or a tribunal having a meeting to do that on a case-by-case basis. Then we have the pitches to that, and that's maybe more of a women's football problem than a Conti Cup problem, but still, it affects here now in the Conti Cup, where you'd be saying that if you don't have a pitch that you can play on, because we know we're playing these games very tight in comparison here with the FA Cup and the league. See, like, what is the plan? If you can't play on your pitch, what is the plan? Do you have a reserve pitch that you can play on instead? Can we move the game to somewhere else? Or, in this case here, we no one knows what's going to happen when we can't play on the original pitch, which makes it really complicated, because now we have to move the game onto a different period where we have less availability on players that we had a week before, because there is a Gold Cup. So now we move a game that was before the release period of the Gold Cup inside the release period of the Gold Cup. And everyone is obviously very fine with that, because that's how we do things. But me, if I'm looking at it from a competition perspective, think there is room for improvement. And I don't think it needs to be like that. Because in Sweden, which has more severe weather than there is here in the UK, and it snows a lot, and it's a lot of tough weather conditions, games very, very, very rarely gets cancelled. And if they do get cancelled, you play them the day after on the pitch, or you move it to the reserve pitch to be able to do that. And I don't get this, why we don't can play the game where it's supposed to be played. So that was a couple of examples. If I get to think about anything more really clearly, I might tell you next time we speak, Tom.
Thank you, Ernest. That is actually very interesting. And just on the FA Cup, lastly, if you don't mind me asking one more, give you a sense of how badly you as a team want to get to Wembley and win this competition. How important is it to you?
Very important. We're super motivated. We would love to go to Wembley and play the final, but we have a very challenging and interesting and exciting game now against City that we first need to focus.
Thanks, Tom. We'll go to Phil.
Hi, Jonas. Just a couple of quick ones. Firstly, I've just wondered what you think the atmosphere will be like between you and Gareth Taylor this weekend, given the comments that he made after that match in November, the bullying accusation.
Oh, I haven't thought about that. I think it's been a lot of water flowing down the Thames River since that, so no idea.
Okay. The other thing is sort of outside of the match. Last night sort of emerged reports about blue cards and sin bins sort of about to be introduced for a new trial, and it was said that the FA was possibly looking at trialling it in the women's and the men's FA Cups at some point. What are your thoughts on that sort of blue card and sin bin idea, that whole proposal?
There is one rule in football that takes time into account as a consequent at the moment. It's the amount of time that the goalkeeper is allowed to control the ball with his or her hands. That's very clearly stipulated in the laws of the games to 6 seconds. If you see how that law is followed by the referees, I think there is room for improvement. I think when you talk about a game that is not managed by effective time, in order to have a consequence that's going to be in time, I can't see that that's going to come anything positive out of that. It's just going to be another incentive for the team that then gets a player temporarily sent off to slowing the time of ball in play time as much as possible during that period. And at the moment, that's just plenty of opportunities on that. For example, the goalkeeper standing with the ball in her hands for 30 seconds when it's only allowed for 6 seconds. So no, I don't hope that in that current proposal it's something that's going to be trialed on any elite level. And I think if you are going to have anything with time restrictions on in football, then you need to manage the time much, much better in football and have it clearer on how you make sure that the ball is in play.
Oh, so you think it would increase the potential for time wasting, essentially, yeah?
Oh, yeah, of course. It's like how the game is run at the moment, no doubt about it.
Yeah. Okay, great. Cheers. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, everyone.
Thank you. Top. Thank you.
Cheers.